Fun Friday, performing at Gotham Comedy Club in New York this weekend. Bill Bellamy is in our New York studios with me.
Oh, man, this is it, man. You know, this is how you know you graduated, Jay. When you get to sit next to the man in another city, man, you should see how plush. I don't think he let y'all come out here.
No.
This studio is so fly.
Billy.
I mean,
Billy.
It's plush, man.
Billy.
He got the Maybach seats in here, man. This thing is
Billy,
gangsta.
Don't do the people like that, Billy. Billy,
I'm
stop
telling
it.
You, man. He's showing out, man. I might have to stay in New York, man.
Billy.
Sambo!
Good morning, Billy Bill.
Hey, baby, what's up, baby? You better make me
what
some red velvet
today,
cake and stop
what
playing.
What we talking about, man?
Hey, man, I'm talking about everything, man. First of all, these white people got to stop lying. You see the Olympic? I mean, you know you white when you lie about being robbed. You know what I'm talking about? You know when a black person tell you been robbed, it went down. This white man don't. You could just tell he white because he can't even make the story stick. You know, brothers take a little bit of the truth. You know, baby, I did get in the crash and bird flew. You know, but this white dude just gonna make up the whole thing. It don't stick. Now he done lost 18,000 sponsors. What he should have went over there and talked to them brothers on that basketball team. Man, how do I do this?
That's right. The basketball team went to the brothel.
Yeah, remember last time I was on the front of the basketball team in the brothel talking about how y'all know we on the team. Well, first of all, five of y'all 8 feet tall. Okay? And you got USA jackets on. Why would you be in a whole house with a USA jacket on? That's like going to a whole house playing with your credit card and your name is William Bellamy. Okay, great. That is absolutely you. Absolutely.
Learn how to lie from that.
You got to learn how to lie,
because
Tom.
They said they got mixed up. It was a spa. They thought it was a spa.
Come on, man. You know what? This is another thing.
I'm going to get their nails done.
I've been thinking. Yeah. I always share my thoughts with y'all, man. Y'all getting free material. First of all, if Hillary Clinton want me to vote for her, she got to stop wearing them Bruce jackets. You see the jacket? Do you see the jacket she had on the other night? I mean, it don't even fit her, man. She look like a bell. Like, it's just like, dong. I mean, look at Michelle Obama and see what the first lady looked like, okay? That's the bar, okay? You ain't supposed to be wearing no Bruce jacket talking about, I'm with her. No, I'm with her getting a new jacket. A fitted jacket. At least, I mean, come on, Hillary. I love you, boo, but come on.
You can't work with her.
I can't work with the jacket, man. You running for president now. Buckle up, okay? Get this thing right. Get her a double-breasted or something. Call Al Sharpton. Somebody got a suit. Does that mean if she's president, she always got to wear them jackets? She can't look like a woman? What is it? Tell me. Somebody help me. If you know Jay, what do you think, Jay?
Jay's our fashionista.
Jay, if you run for president and you a woman, do you have to look like a dude? Why can't you just, like, you know, be a little more feminine with that thing? Michelle, go and hook that girl up. Oh, another thing I got real quick. I believe since Donald Trump bringing up all this stuff in the about blacks and Mexicans, I believe if white people don't understand minorities, they should have one day out the month where you have to be black. Like, you got to flip it. What? Can you remember every third Friday white people had to be black? They'd be like, oh, man, next week, man, I'm going down, man. Man, I got to be black next Friday, man. Oh. Man, I don't know if I can make it till Saturday. Can you imagine if white people had one day a month, they had to be another race. They had to do everything we do, go through everything. They had to be Mexican for a day. Man, you know how many white people be at Home Depot? They be like, man, I can't do all these homes for $12.
Oh, my God.
I ain't got no sense, people.
No, you don't.
I'm at Gotham tonight and tomorrow. I ain't playing with y'all. And next week, I'm going to be in Jersey, too. I'm going home. Stress Factory! New Brunswick!
Oh, God.
Sybil. Sybil, you got a man yet? Sybil.
Sybil. No, you know what? Because I keep wearing those Bruce jackets. So
I'm telling you, Sybil. She wear them jackets, too, in the club. Talking about ain't nobody going to buy me no drink. No! Because you look like somebody's uncle with that jacket on. Sybil, I'm going to get you a man, though. Because you is smart, you is kind, and you is important.
We're all in New York tonight.
Yo, hey, yo, hey, the whole team, I want y'all to come out to Gotham tonight, man. Y'all
got to see the new set, man.
You got to come to the second show if you can.
Show? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to The Color Purple.
Oh, yeah, that's the Color Purple is so bomb, man. Have you seen it?
No.
It's an incredible play. Yes, yes. I've seen it with Fantasia, and then they had another girl who played the lead when she couldn't do it. So I saw both versions.
Well, they got Heather Headley playing the lead.
Oh, man. Oh, well, you know, she going to blow some speakers out. You in for a treat, Tom, and I'm going to make sure you sit up front. Because I know you're a boss, Tom. You at that age when you a straight boss. He grown, right, Jay?
He grown. He definitely grown.
He grown. Like, you know, when you get that, like, Tom make you feel like, Tom's so rich that he lay back in a chair. I don't know if you've seen him, and he don't sit up. He lay back in the chair like, man, I just looked at my account. I said, damn. Okay, I love
so
y'all,
you
man.
So you got a 10 o'clock show.
Yeah, 10 o'clock tonight, man. I want all y'all in the building. And I want to say I love y'all sincerely. Thank you for always letting me come through and just make everybody laugh. Because, man, people really, really be going off on Twitter when I be on there. And they be like, oh, Bill, you come on. You be acting crazy. What is wrong with you? So the listeners love it. And I so appreciate it, man. I love you guys.
We're in town for the Color Purple. We got Carrie Compre. Is that how you pronounce her name, Sid?
I think it's Compre.
She plays Sophia.
Yeah, she is excellent.
And
by the way,
she's coming up next on the TJMS.
You got everybody, man.
Today we won't have
Amber Rose? She on everything. Where's she at? This woman is on the cover of Vogue. I'm like, God,
Dancing strippers. With the Stars.
Yeah, strippers have come a long way. Shout out to the strippers. I always thought strippers wanted to go to nursing school. Nuh-uh. Every stripper I ever met is like, I'm going to nursing school. This ain't my real job.
Nurses.
They have become stars now. Thank you, Kanye.
Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
This is twerking. All right, man. Oh, God. Get the show back on the road. For those that need Chris Paul, we have Chris Paul coming up at the bottom of the hour. Next is Carrie Compre of the Color Purple. Bill Bellamy. Gotham.
Billy,
we'll see you tonight, man.
Thank you, baby.